Okay, Shin Tes Vav, second paragraph, first column. Hinei, kavod, we said baruch shem, kavod malchusai leilam v'ed. Hinei, kavod malchusai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, misgale al yedei shnei hanhagis. Our exposure to God has two faces, so to speak. Mitzad echad, may rochay kashem nira. Shu yizbarach meraymeim umenusa ala koyel at shem bepsharos la sigai. On one hand, God is very distant from us. Umitzad hasheni karev Hashem la koyel adiduha shel nefesh. God is close to everybody. So there are two simultaneous relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warm and close. Sometimes you feel Hashem is cold and distant. Rav Schwab had suggested earlier that that's the custom of shuckling. You draw closer to Hashem and further, and closer and further. He said that Ashrei, Hif to Pesukim of Ashrei, are in first person. And half of them are in third person. Half are in second person, half are in third person. So there's this sort of dual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's printed that when the Chafetz Chaim met the Ger Rebbe at the Knesset, he asked him why it says, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Should go after God. Achrei is a lashon of far away, of distant, and Achar is lashon of closer. Why says Achrei? So he said, somebody who feels like he's far from Hashem, oh, he's really close. Because he feels, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Leila Leila. So he's really close. So at any rate, there is this dual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulumasam Shamal Chayayayin. Ha'imrim Shakadish Baruch Hu moved all. And opposite the malachim, who say that God is distant, v'les mashavat fisa beklal. Some malachim who say Hashem is, Baruch Ve'er Hashem im kaima, is distant. Yesh kata cheres, there's another group, ha'imera, she'na kadish baruch hu meruchik. Umafushagami me'ashkacha. Some say God is close, come before us from the voice yecheskel. Hey, my fanim, chayis ha'kaidesh, and she'baruch, loshin espashtus, yaymeru, Shu Yizbarach Mispashet at Shu Karev Mamish Lakol Yachid V'Yachid. The Himachrizim Baruch Kavayit Hashem and Mekayimai Kalayimai B'chal Makim Shu Hainu B'chal Chalkei Habriyah. In the Shita, this piece of, it looks like an innocent little piece of Rav Schwab's writing, it's really a very complex piece. This is based on the Gra and his Pirush on Yeshaya, actually. Normally we describe Baruch Kavayit Hashem in Mekayma. Hashem is far from us. Hashem is blessed in Mekayma in his distant place. The Gra, for reasons that are a little complicated, translated as being close. Baruch Kavayit Hashem in Mekayma, and I'm not going to say that we have access to God's place, so to speak. So we're actually close, which is actually a little bit of a complication in the whole thing. Okay. Be that as it may, this is what the Malachim say. Next column. Shalom Aharon bin Yikvayit Hashem. When we think about the honor of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hinei Bashkaf Rishayla Yidmalei Neinu Shakavada Kisei HaKavod. What do you think about when you think about the Kavod of Hashem? At first glance, you think about God's throne. Vasrafim Ha'imdim Mimaloi, and the angels called Srafim who stand near God, we don't even have the beginning of an understanding of these words. And in parentheses he adds, and the comparison of our understanding of angels and the Kisei HaKavod, to blind people who never saw lights, Hadonim Bahiros Maris Haramzairim. And they barely tried to figure out the different colors of, you see what it says in parentheses? Traffic lights. They tried to know the colors. Ainder Parshas Adrachim, Mosel Lelechas, and Mosel Latzer. They tell you when to go and when to stop. Umazbirim, Shinaya, a tzava. I'm trying to explain to a blind person what red is and what yellow is and what green is. V'takli yoseyem. And the purpose, al af shalei samoy nemi ha'ilam akli zel maseyu, something that they never saw. They never saw the colors of green, ayedim, or red. You tried to say that we don't have the words to explain it. It's just not possible to explain color to someone who never saw. So you say, we don't understand angels, the kisei akavet. Ma'anu kisumim ha'mitzapzipin. We're like blind people that are chirping. Masha Shemanu, we repeat what we said. Nidam ach v'rak v'divrei ha'neviim, and we were saying, oh, well, the dimyonis that we have from the words of the neviim. So we don't understand clear and with any clarity what it means. Still, mashavis libeinu noites l'shair, our hearts estimate shemakim kveid Hashem u'bay lo misal yainim. Now, God is not up and he's not down. But in the imagination of a human being, it's up. And not in the gashmiest stick of physical world we have. In the physical world, God created there are millions of angels. And each one has its own star. And one little dot in the millions and billions of stars is our little world. It says, in the beginning God created the heavens. You know what the root word is? Shem. Ella shehu mimilais hazugiais. Shamayim, like a pier, yodayim is two hands. Shamayim shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the heavens, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's sham, it's very distant, but sham in zugais, in a double sham. Lahayreis al hakfal shom mitzias ha'ansam sham. The double expression of existence that is there. Hainu wa'ilam ha'chamari. First of all, the physical world, shulamayla mayaris, the heaven is way above the earth. Masha tachtel v'kaltzaveisei ha'merubim. So you have the physical world and the spiritual. Ken enaret shalonu l'umas kol bria gashmias. Our little world connected the entire galaxies that Hashem created. Elokigar gekot shalchayil, we're like a little piece of sand. Klape kol achayil animsal sifsei hayamim. Like one grain of sand compared to all the sand, shebuchal oilam. So our world is so tiny. And certainly if you compare it to the spirituals, the truth is that oilam hazeh, when you think about everything, it's a speck. It's a tiny speck of the whole world. If you lie down on a mountaintop at night in a way that you can only see the stars, you can't see anything else physical, you go crazy. If you're not thinking, I guess you just enjoy it. But if you're thinking about the vastness of space and how we're a little tiny nothing over here, it's overwhelming. And that's without seeing the spiritual world, which is even bigger. So the idea of Kveid Hashem in this small world is a relatively small thing. Years ago, I got a hold of a series of lectures from a famous lecturer. They are brilliant people. They are people who are good lecturers. An excellent lecture on astronomy. And I got a hold of a series of lectures and I was listening to it a little here and a little there. It struck me how he kept on mentioning that the world is just a little pit of nothingness in the galaxies. It's like he just felt, I don't know why he had to keep on mentioning it. Like you tell me you have a nothing, okay, you have to repeat it. But I guess every time he keeps on talking about the vastness of the universe, it's just overwhelming to him. how we're this little nothing. He talked about the science of rockets that break out of the Earth's gravitational pull, and how the whole science of rockets is breaking out of what they call the event horizon, where the Earth's pull still has an influence. And if you talk about it, all the power that's needed to propel a rocket beyond Earth's gravitational pull, and then you mention that Earth's gravitational pull is basically meaningless in the universe. Right? Everything is gravity. And it's tiny, and it's meaningless. It's not... you become overwhelmed by how small the Earth is. And we teach that each person is an Olam Mala. That each of us, the whole world is created just for us. The whole, everything, all the galaxies and everything created just b'shvili nivra ha'olam, just so that I can do the right thing. It's just a tool for me to serve Hashem. Why did Hashem create all of us? It's a tool for human beings to serve Hashem. So that contradiction is hard. It's just very, very hard. Either you're a nothing or you're something. So it's hard to figure out if you're a nothing or a something. Very, very difficult. It's a healthy thing, I think, for people to think of the world as being created for them. Like when you're about to lose patience, sometimes the traffic jam in the morning, when I make the mistake of going down Avenue M on my way to Yeshiva at 8:45 in the morning, and it's just unbelievable. You see the cars all the way down, and it's amazing. Waze told me that when I get to East 15th Street on M, I should make a right and a left and a left and another right. You go around that little block, and you come out four cars ahead of where you were before, and then a bunch of people have Waze. I told everyone's doing that. It's just, but it's. So you get, I don't know, I get very frustrated. I always wonder why I went down M again. And if you think, why did Hashem create this whole traffic jam? Bishmili Nivra Olam, Hashem created the traffic jam so I shouldn't lose my patience. So, okay. God did it just because of me. Okay. So then it's worth being in control. But, it can be frustrating sometimes. Especially when I tell my wife, I told you we should have gone down L. Okay. Avo be'emes, the bottom paragraph. Kvayda Hashem echi gadol. Despite the fact that the earth is a tiny grain of sand in a gigantic universe that Hashem created, still, kvayda Hashem echi gadol yaitzadavka me'agagir hakotn alaz. God's honor comes dafka from this tiny world. Shakadish baruch hu beritzaynai. God chose this insignificant world. In this whole big world with all the creatures, there's one creature who has a tzelem alakim, kara shema adam. It's called man. And he gave this creature yetzer hatov and yetzer hara. V'tbiyabo koyach. And Hashem put the nature into the person to have the energy via chaylus shein l'shum bria b'chalei lomais. There's no other creature in all the vast universe. V'akayach l'snaged l'metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ability to rebel against Hashem's will. V'lava aretz Sinai. The stars and the moon and the sun and the ocean, they all obey God's will. It's only human beings that can do what they want. And therefore, the human being is the chosen of the Bria. Va'olav ha Mesima.
Purpose,
okay. He's put here for the purpose. Shebchirasei hachavshis yivchar laseis achvarak rotzei kainim chayfetzurei. So he should willingly decide to do that which God wants. And when the angels above see that that we resist the temptation to rebel. We bend our will to do God's will. The angels are witnesses. On this chiddush, einenu benimtza loy b'olam yisei ha-meruchniyim v'loy b'chol tzvayis ha-shamayim. Something they could never see anywhere. U'ba'bitam el ha-ktoishim ha-shaba'aretz heim heim oimdim l'fneyim b'yira. And the angels look at you and they see you picked yourself up and you went to shul. And they're amazed. They look at the Bria in amazement. Heim eidim achidish miyuchat she'ena b'dim saloi b'alam yisei ha-meruchniyim v'loi b'chol tzavayis ha-shamayim u'babitam alakdash v'shabaretz. When they look at the holy people in the world, harei me'imdim l'fnei b'yira harei ein la'el yedei misharsi elyon lizgaber akayach ha-meisis. There's no free will upstairs to rebel against a kayach that pushes a person away. When they say that this world is full of Hashem's honor, who are they referring to? Certainly they're referring to the whole world. Even though they're referring to all of creation, the Iker Kvayd Hashem, despite the gigantic Bria, is only in this world. Shekanu amokam yechidi b'chalabriya kula shnimtzas barberia sheyesh lo b'chira lisnagi l'rasen Hashem. Only in this world is there a creature that has the ability to rebel. V'afal b'kenim skaberes ha'koyach ha'b'chira sholo v'avatelas ha'sasma latzis rak ritzayin koyna v'skaberzu hu kvayin Hashem. V'kvar heri neinu ha'gra. The Gra told us she'ha'boylein piv. Incredible thing he wrote. The Gra writes a letter to his wife. He says, "Habaylein piv midibur echad shalei karoi." Someone who restricts his mouth from the temptation to say one word that's inappropriate, niftach lefanav, it's open before him. Oyer agonus, the hidden light. Zeche laar shalei nira mi'olam v'malchei ma'olam. Zeche to a light that the angels don't see. V'zel ashayne. Kol rega v'rega, she'adam chaisen piv. Any moment you can keep your mouth shut. Zeicha b'shmilo eva'or agano she'malach uber yechayim l'shar. Incredible thing! Imagine to write that to your wife. You know that if you keep your mouth shut at one moment, so that means the whole bria, when the malachim look down, a person resists temptation. That's the covet of the whole bria. Covet of the whole bria. Amazing. So it's not upstairs, it's all downstairs, it's all here. Okay, we'll stop here.